Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. As parts of Boston reel from a spate of shootings over the 4th of July holiday week, Mayor Marty Walsh says police are doubling down on safety. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Over the 24 hours that started at 10 a.m. on July 4th, Boston police recorded 5 shootings, 4 stabbings, and 2 homicides. Then, on Saturday afternoon, a man was shot and killed off Humboldt Ave in Roxbury. Saturday night, a man was shot at the Whittier Street housing development, right across the street from police headquarters. Police say one of the bullets damaged their building. Mayor Marty Walsh says shootings are down from last year, but police presence will increase in some areas.
It's too concentrated in certain neighborhoods. And you know, the people who live in those neighborhoods are good, hardworking people, and they should be able to go outside and not worry. Mothers shouldn't have to bring their kids in at 5 o'clock and not let them go out till the next day. That should not be the case in our communities in Boston.
At the Whittier Street housing development in Roxbury, Stephanie Thomas, a resident since 1954, says she still feels safe even after the latest shooting. As for the familiar call from city officials to say something if you see something, Thomas says it's not always that easy.
We just have to stay fast and praying and pray that you get home safe. That's what it's all about. It's survival.
Thomas noted that her building is being torn down soon to make way for a new housing development. She says she's glad the new one, unlike the current one, will have plenty of security cameras. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.